The Romantic era of art is celebrated in an exhibition featuring the diverse work of English artist J.M.W. Turner. J.M.W. Turner, Quest for the Sublime, can be seen at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the show's only U.S. appearance. Joseph Mallard William Turner lived from 1775 to 1851 and is well known in England. Guest curator David Blaney Brown of the Tate Museum in London tells us more about Turner.
He was a landscape painter, he was a history painter, he was a narrative painter, he was a marine painter. He was many different artists wrapped up in one, and that's what makes him so exciting. He was also a painter who transformed the way of painting from what had been understood as the norm in the 18th century to something that was much more modern and has continued to appeal to contemporary artists right up to the present day, and that can't be said for many artists.
Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, explains that the sublime was not easily understood in Turner's time, and perhaps not even now.
When you think about how you might feel when confronted with something extraordinarily large, or something about nature, you know, the Grand Canyon, or if you're contemplating the Milky Way, you know, the feeling that you are small, that the cosmos is large, that the universe doesn't really care about you so much, because it's going to go on without you. And for many people, that is a feeling of, leads to a feeling of stillness or of contemplation. For other people, it leads to a feeling of fear, of almost terror. You know, nature is powerful.
There are 75 pieces in Quest for the Sublime. Blaney Brown says the exhibition illustrates Turner's diverse body of work.
And that is one of the central points about it. He painted many different kinds of subjects, and across his career, his style completely changed. And at any point where one thinks one can pin him down and think, right, his work is now going to focus on this kind of subject matter or that kind of style, then he's perfectly capable at the same time of painting something completely different and breaking out in yet another direction. And that's what makes him so exciting.
One of Turner's passions was the Alps, so visitors will see a lot of the mountain range.
Turner loved mountains, and I mean, I suppose he discovered mountains first of all in Britain, in Wales and Scotland, but they weren't real mountains. I mean, they're not mountains like the Alps, and having seen those mountains in Britain, I think he wanted to experience the real thing. But he didn't just want to look at them from a safe distance, from say sort of across the Italian border or approaching them across France. He wanted to actually climb right up into them.
A famous Turner painting is the Deluge, which you'll see in Quest for the Sublime. It has evoked thoughts of religion, spirituality, social concerns, and more.
It is an extraordinary picture, yes. I mean, it's doing many things at once, I think, and for many different audiences. Turner wasn't a religious man, so it's interesting that he should have painted a subject from the Bible, but I think for him it probably wasn't primarily a biblical picture. It was about other things. It was about the deluge as a sort of ultimate force of nature, and the question is how people and viewers respond to it.
Scala says in many ways Turner bridged the gap between traditional and modern art.
Even when he's painting in a tradition, in a traditional fashion, he's still able to imbue the painting with an extraordinary sense of emotion, an extraordinary sense of human feeling. And that, I think, is what has made Turner continue to be an artist of great interest to audiences even in the 21st century.
J.M.W. Turner, Quest for the Sublime, is at the Frist Art Museum until September 7th. There's more information about the exhibition at fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.